Get snacking and get cracking with a snack that packs a protein punch. Pistachios are known for their protein power, fiber, and better-for-you unsaturated fats for a combination that may help you keep feeling fuller longer. Wonderful Pistachios is a good source of protein with zero guilt. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value. I love that they come in a variety of sizes and flavors, making this the perfect protein snack for any on-the-go adventure. Check out wonderfulpistachios.com to learn more about how these little green wonders can power up your day.
Welcome. Day two did not disappoint. This is the day two USATF championship reaction, instant reactions, whatever you want to call it, show. I'm Gordon Mack. Thanks for listening. Make sure you like and subscribe. If you're listening on Spotify or Apple, make sure you keep listening. We're doing these podcasts after every USA championship. We're going to be doing all, obviously we do it all week, Monday, Wednesday, Friday, regularly. We're going to be doing it during Worlds. We're going to be back here in Eugene during Worlds. But enough of that. Let's just get right into it. First of all, Kevin, he is still in the mix zone. I'm in a Airbnb near the track. He's still in the mix zone getting some interviews with semifinals of the 400s, the women's and the men's 400s. Nothing too crazy happened in those events. But he'll join us probably in like 20, 25 minutes. We'll talk about the Jamaican results. Johan Blake? What the hell? What year is it? 2012? About the 10 years later, he's running out of his mind like this. We'll talk about that later on in the pod. But first, we got to talk about the man of the meet. He followed up yesterday's crazy 9-8-3 first round with back-to-back 9-7s. Fred Curley, he is the world's favorite. I mean, it's just, you can't deny it now. You run back-to-back 9-7s in 90 minutes apart, you're the world favorite. So let's talk about how it played out. First, we'll talk about the semifinals. Semifinal one was definitely an easier semifinal than semifinal two, because semifinal two, which we'll talk about, had all the big guns. But Fred Curley was in semifinal one, so there still was that. And Eli Hall Thompson and Kyrie King, only ones to come out of semifinal one, with Curley running 9-7-6. And when we saw 9-7-6 in the semis, we're like, all right, he runs 9-8-3. Yesterday. He's now running 9.76 day two in the semis. He may be flirting with a 9.6 potentially in these finals. Look good, look clean. He just ran her off the track. And then between the semis and the finals, he's walking through the mix zone, all business. I say, hey, what are we going to see in the final? Just completely ignores you and just focusing, because he wasn't done. The day wasn't over for him. It was all focus going into that final. Meanwhile, in the second heat, we were thinking, okay, now Fred Curley, he's going to run away with this. Like, there's no one who's going to be running 9-7s today except for Curley. But in heat two, we had what, like three false starts or like step ups. It took four starts for them to get this race together. So you're thinking you're going to get like a 9-9, but no, Trayvon Bromell, whose lifetime PB is 9.76, runs 9.81. Marvin Bracey runs well in his semifinal. So now you're thinking, uh-oh. You got Curley running 9.76. You got Bromell running 9.81. Marvin Bracey running 9.8. Coleman's running 9.8. Coleman's PB is 9.76. Bromell's PB is 9.76. Fred Curley's PB is now 9.76. We're going to have an incredible 100-meter final. Trayvon Bromell asked him after his semifinal, what can we see in the final? And he said, showtime, baby. So he said, showtime, baby. So I'm like, all right, we're getting showtime. We got Curley all business. You got Bracey in the mix. Coleman, the defending world champion, is there. Williams, the collegiate, still in the mix. I'm getting really excited for this final. 90 minutes go by, and then we have the final. And Fred Curley found a way to make 9.77 disappointing. That's how good he is. He found a way to make 9.77 a mark that is rarely, I can't say that word correctly, rarely run in the world year in and year out. He made it look like it was, you know, an average performance. he's turning 9.7s into average performances. That's how crazy he's raised his ceiling and his floor. And I was thinking we were going to get a 9.6. Maybe that's why I kind of felt like, oh, we could have had the 9.6. But I do think we now are setting ourselves up to potentially get a 9.6 3 weeks from now in the World Championships. Curly, after his race, first of all, it took like 45 minutes for the women's 100-meter champions and the men's 100-meter champions to come through the mix zone. But once Curly came in the mix zone, spent some time talking about what he was doing between the two races, how do you put your legs through back-to-back 9.7s? Like, that's not normal. It's not normal to run back-to-back 9.7s. So we're talking a little about how he was able to handle back-to-back incredible performances, trying to ask him a little bit about, all right, man, like, now you're running these back-to-back PBs. What are we going to see in this World Championship 3 weeks from now? Because USA titles are cool and all, but at the end of the day, the last thing people are going to remember is what you do at the Global Championships. Because remember, Trayvon Bormel, he won USA's last year, but then Fred Curley was the one getting a medal, and ultimately Lamont Jacobs winning gold. So these victories and these performances are great stepping blocks, but you know Curley, Bormel, Bracey, Coleman, they're thinking the last thing that's going to matter really is what happens back in Eugene 3 weeks from now. So back to Curley. He mentioned we were trying to get him to say, like, hey man, what are you going to run? Like, you're just like running out of your mind right now. Like, what's the end goal? And we try to, like, you know, is it a world record? Is it an American record? And he would say, it's something special. And so we're like, what is special? Special could be anything. That could be an order at a restaurant. I'll have the special. What is the special in Fred Curley's eyes? And we try to get his, we try to like say, is a special American record? Is a special world record? I think it's an American record. I think it's just a record in general, whether it's a world or American. I do think he is eyeing 3 weeks from now to run in the 9.6s, which is going to be incredible. Again, it's crazy. Fred Curley was running the 400 like pre-pandemic, and now he is the best 100-meter runner in the world. And Bormel ran well. He didn't run as well in the final. Bormel, post-race, was saying he thought he could run 9.6. He thinks he's capable of 9.6, which is great because I'll push Curley to go towards the 9.6. Bracey ran incredible, got second in the race. After last year where he didn't even, you know, wasn't able to complete the final at USA Trials because of the injury, comes back, runs 9.8, looking good. We have a really good team. You got Curley, you got Bormel, you got Bracey, and then you got Coleman, who has the bye. Coleman chose not to run the final, which I kind of understand. I mean, he ran 9.8, got third in his heat behind Bracey and Bormel. You know, he wasn't going to beat Curley, so what are you really going to get from, you know, finishing top four in this U.S. final? So as much as it would have been great to see Coleman run against Curley Bromell, we're going to have to wait, you know, 3 weeks before we actually see the potential of peak Coleman. But outside of that, it would have been great to have Coleman there. But outside of that, it was an incredible final. Again, Curley is raising his floor, raising his ceiling, turning 9.7s into normalcy because you're doing it back-to-back in 90-minute span. And I can't wait to see what they do. And then now this. Well, maybe I'll talk about it. I'm going to save it because I'm going to talk about what the U.S. 4x1 scene is going to be like. Because we try to get a little info from Marvin about what he thinks about the 4x1. He said, what are you going to do differently? He's like, we're going to practice, which I'll talk about later in the pod. Eli Hall, big shout out to him. For those of you who don't know, Eli Hall, Houston alum, basically ran majority of his career with Cameron Burrell. As you know, Cameron Burrell passed away, I think maybe over a year ago now, really hit Elijah Hall hard. And Hall found a way to have an incredible season. PBs, runs 9.90 in the U.S. final, gets fifth, which is enough for him to be in the relay pool. So it's a pretty cool story for Elijah Hall to, you know, overcome what I can imagine is probably the hardest and craziest thing to deal with, losing one of your best friends. And he's able to put that all together into a 9.90 and make the relay pool and represent Team USA. So that's the men's 100. Incredible. I'll talk when Kevin gets here. I'll ask him his take of what he thinks we're going to see. But I think the pecking order now is Curley one. Then there's a gap. And then I would say Bromell and Coleman Bracey are kind of like together. But we might have some Jamaicans enter the chat because we'll talk about that. The Jamaicans ran pretty well out in Kingston. All right, moving on. Let's talk about the women's 100. Obviously, yesterday, crazy day with the favorite, Sha'Carri Richardson, not getting into the semifinals. Everyone was talking about that. But at the same time, you know, there were still 16 talented women who made it to the semis who were going to duke it out for three spots. And we had pretty incredible first round in the semifinals. Aaliyah Hobbs, Melissa Jefferson run 10-8. Tamara Clark runs 10-8. Tanisha Terry in the other heat runs 10-8. So we had four women running 10-8. It was so fast that two women broke 11 seconds. Tiana Daniels, who makes every team, not this year, and Kayla White, who's a great runner, both ran sub-11 and did not make the final. Tiana Daniels runs 10.96, doesn't make the final. Kayla White runs 10.99. Jenna Prandini, who's an Olympian in the 100, runs 11 flat, doesn't make the final. So it was quick. It was hard to make this final. So all eight women were there, deserved to be on that starting line in the final. Aaliyah Hobbs, going into this final, was the favorite. She had the fastest time in the semi, runs 10.81. Melissa Jefferson, we're thinking like, oh, whoa, okay. Are you going to do this back-to-back and maybe make a team? The Coastal Carolina woman who won the indoor 60 but then was a no-show at the NCAA Outdoors. We'll wait and see. Women's 100-meter final goes through, and oh, my goodness. Melissa Jefferson, who I don't want to say, I mean, I did say she was my sleeper. I didn't pick her to make the team, but I said Melissa Jefferson surprised everyone NCAA indoors. No one saw her winning NCAA indoors. Then she kind of just had like an average outdoor season. So I was thinking maybe she's just skipping outdoor NCAAs and just going to come back with a second surprise at USA's. I thought her surprise might be a third place or fourth place finish, but she runs 10.69. Wins the whole damn thing. Beats Aaliyah Hobbs, who was the favorite here. Beats Tanisha Terry, who ran 10.7. Three women ran 10.7, and Melissa Jefferson was like, 10.7 is cool. I'm running 10.69. Again, 2.9 win, so it's not a win legal mark, but 10.69 is 10.69. Melissa Jefferson, whew. I mean, Coastal Carolina. If someone said Melissa Jefferson, if someone pointed to Melissa Jefferson's like TFERF's page of Coastal Carolina back in October of 2021, be like, that's your future U.S. champion. I think we all would be like, you're crazy, man. What are you doing? That's not happening. But it happened. And I do remember interviewing Melissa Jefferson's coach after NCAA indoors. And I remember asking after she surprised everyone NCAA indoors, I was like, what can we expect from Melissa Jefferson next? Like what? Because she had yet to break 11 seconds in 100. So she wasn't like coming off an incredible 100-meter season previous year. And I asked the coach, and the coach said in Birmingham back in March, he's going to have to wait and see. I'm paraphrasing, of course. And he was like, she's going to surprise you. And coach was right. She surprised the hell out of everyone here, running 10.69. You know, didn't have the best start. She was in fifth place after 30 meters. She was in third place after 60 meters. And then she just was able to close really well, wins it, beats Aaliyah Hobbs handedly. Man, Melissa Jefferson, Coastal Carolina, stand up. Who had, 10.69, that's like Jamaican territory. I mean, let's just say it. 10.69 is what the Jamaicans are running. And Melissa Jefferson from Coastal Carolina, whew, looking good. Aaliyah Hobbs still ran, even second and third. Tanisha Terry, Aaliyah Hobbs, that's no joke. 10.7s are no joke, getting second and third. that could win any national championship outside of Jamaica any given year. Tamari Davis, a good fourth place finish. You look at this, that's a great 4x1. Jefferson Hobbs, Terry Davis. I'll take it. We'll talk a little bit about how that 4x1 will do against USA versus Jamaican women. Probably, you know, their ceiling might be silver, but, you know, anything can happen. Melissa Jefferson, 10.69. Incredible. What a day for the women's sprints. What a day for the men's sprints. Yeah, it's going to be hard to project how Melissa is going to do at Worlds, because obviously she didn't do well at NCAA Outdoors, does amazing here at USA's. Will she have, you know, a good day at Worlds, or will she have like a bad day? And she's so new to this. Like, it's kind of ridiculous for us to expect her to go toe to toe with Elaine Thompson Ra, with Shelley and Fraser Price. Like, that, if she does, like, that's kind of, but you know, she did go toe to toe with Hobbs and Terry, and that worked out. So I think it's going to be interesting to see if she's able to be a 10.69 type woman at Worlds 3 weeks from now. She's had a long season. Again, she was running NCAA indoors and all that stuff. So I'm excited to see what type of Jefferson we get 3 weeks from now. Hobbs, I think, is going to be consistent. Terry's going to be consistent. I do think we probably will get two women into the world final. I'm guessing. Two of these three, I think, will make the world final. And if you make the final, you have a shooter's chance at medaling. So looking at our picks, I only got one of my picks right. I got Hobbs. I had Brittany Brown making it, but Kevin got Hobbs and Terry correct. But I did have Jefferson as my sleeper, so get a little credit picking Jefferson as a sleeper. So that's the women's 100. Other finals, let's talk a little bit about some like field event finals, and then we'll get into the Jamaican results. Field event finals, we'll just go down in order, start with the men's long jump. See, this is where it gets weird. Rayvon Gray, Stephen McCarter, Jemiah Davis, they go 1, 2, 3, but Marquise Dendy, who finished 10th, and Matthew Bowling, who finished 12th, they have the world standard. So the question is, will world ranking of Gray, McCarter, or Davis, or Williams, or any of these men who beat Dendy and Bowling be high enough for them to be selected over Bowling and Dendy? So what I'm doing here is I'm bringing up the world rankings to see if McCarter or anyone else are going to be in the world rankings quota. And if I look at this, it looks like Stephen McCarter and Javon Harrison have a world ranking that is good enough. So I have a feeling what's going to happen here is Stephen McCarter, who got second, will make the team. Marquise Dendy, who got 10th, will make the team. And then Javon Harrison, who finished 11th, will make the team. Again, this could change. Someone could move up, like Rayvon Gray's ranking could go up. I don't know. We have to wait and see how the rankings play out. But there's a chance that Marquise Dendy still makes the team, even though he finished 10th. But we have to see what the final rankings reveal 2 days from now. But that was kind of a weird result. Women's pole vault, Sandy Morris, vaults a world lead. Pretty impressive for her. Alina McDonald does not have the standard. She finished 2nd. Katie Nagot finished 3rd. But yeah, pretty impressive there for Sandy Morris. 4.82 world lead. Women's high jump. Remember, women's high jump was really controversial with Anika McPherson not making the team. I thought she should have. It was a whole thing. It was just too much for me to handle. Bashtai Cunningham is the only one with the standard. She obviously won and is going to go. The question is, will Rachel McCoy or Jelena Rowe go? Rachel McCoy likely will go. She finished 3rd and is in world rankings. And Jelena Rowe probably will go, even though she finished 8th. Again, these field event things, it's so weird with world rankings and standards, not standards. It's ruining our sport. Let's talk a little about women's discus throw. Valerie Allman wins. Everyone saw that coming. And basically our top three all have the standard. So that makes sense. Allman, Collins, Dinkoff, all go into the team. And maybe Fraley, who finished fourth because there's a bye. Let's talk a little bit about the bench shot put, though. Men's shot put. Ryan Krauser, 23-12, world lead, season's best, did it in his third throw. He actually had three throws over 23 meters, including a fourth throw that was 22-98. Joe Kovacs had two throws, 22-8, but was never going towards the 23 mark. Ryan Krauser, he's the king of the shot. Can't believe he lost world indoors. Doesn't make sense, but crazy things happen. He wins. Everyone saw it coming. Joe Kovacs, second. Josh Awutunde takes third. And I think Trip Pipery, who finished fourth, should go. So I think either Krauser or Kovacs have the bye. So four shot putters should be going here in the men's shot. All right. Let's go back to some of the remaining running events. Women's 100 hurdles. I'm not going to talk about it. It's the first round. We'll wait to the semis and the finals. When that goes down, nothing too crazy there. Same with men's 400 hurdles. Rye Benjamin did say to us in the mix zone that he didn't train for 2 to 3 weeks because of COVID. And that's kind of why we haven't seen a crazy Rye Benjamin of late. Asked him a little bit about what it's like, his reaction to Carson Warholm, who obviously we know has the hamstring injury, his main competition. He didn't like it. I mean, as a competitor, you want to beat the best. You don't want the best all just, you know, get taken out by injury like the Toronto Raptors had against Golden State in 2019. I'm not bitter, but, you know, sorry, NBA talk. But yeah, Rye Benjamin looked good. Everyone kind of went through as expected. Women's 400-meter hurdles, Sydney. Oh, Sydney McLaughlin. She is out there running 52 nines. In semifinals, she's not trying. She's running 52.9. This should not be allowed. You should not be allowed to be this fast. You should not be allowed to be this great. I mean, you should because it's great to watch. But Sydney McLaughlin, 52.9, killing it. We asked her post race, like, where are we going to get in this final? Are you going to let it all loose? And she said, yeah. So we might get potentially a flirtation with the world record in the 400 hurdle final. Ah, man. Sydney McLaughlin, another world record, back-to-back years. 52.9 in the semis. Sydney, so good. It's just like, you look at the qualifying times for the hurdles, and Sydney's running 52.9, and then the next best is running 55. We're talking over 2 seconds difference. That is so much in a 400 hurdle. That's like forever in a 400. 2 seconds? Sydney McLaughlin. Can't wait to see what she does in the final. It's her versus the clock. No Dalil Muhammad, but Sydney can hold her own and entertain us, which is her tremendous talent. Was kind of cool. Ashley Spencer. Got to give a big shout out to Ashley Spencer. She's the third qualifier. She hasn't been having that great of a regular season. She's always been that potential third, fourth spot, battling with Shamir Little throughout the years. And for her to make the final, I was overheard her kind of like getting really emotional with one of the other interviews and talking about, like, you know, based on her season, to come out and have a final, have a chance to make the team. She was overjoyed, getting really emotional. It's pretty cool. That's what it's about. It's about seeing these athletes who are the greatest in the world put in all that incredible work. And even someone like Ashley Spencer, who's been in the game for so long, to still at this age be like emotionally invested, it's pretty cool. So big shout out to Ashley Spencer. See if she can finish top three. I mean, looking pretty good. I got Sydney, obviously, one. Britton Wilson's probably be in there. And then third spot's going to be up in the air between Spencer, Russell, Cockrell, Little. We'll see. Keep on going. Men's 800. Again, we're saving the Jamaica talk for later. I promised Kevin, when he gets to the pod, we'll give his take on Johan Blake and the rest. Men's 800. No, this kind of like, everyone made it, right? There was only really one story here. I guess there was two. Story number one, would Cade Flatt, the high schooler, make a final? He came oh so close, was ninth, missed out by .07 by Baylor Franklin, who goes to Ole Miss, which is where Cade Flatt's going. Cade learned a lot. He's still a kid. He's going to be fine. I'm excited to see what Cade Flatt does at the NCAA level next year. Isaiah Jewett did not qualify. He fell. I don't think he would have qualified even if he didn't fell, but he was one of the notable potential top three guys, made the team last year. He finished 13th. But yeah, it was pretty much chalk. Brandon Miller, Hopple, Murphy, Kidder, Harris, Sawinski. I think everyone wants Sawinski to make the team. I mean, come on. How great would it be if Sawinski made the team? So we'll see. Women's 800. Thingmo running 157s in prelims like a total normal person would. Incredible. Wins it pretty easily, obviously easily, over Sage Herta, who had another incredible performance, 158.3. Gotta love Sage Herta. She has a mountain of a challenge because Ajay Wilson, Raven Rogers, and Athingmo are really hard to beat. The odds of beating any of those three I just don't think it's possible. But Sage Herta is running 158 threes. Anything can happen, but Raven Rogers looked fine. Ajay Wilson looked amazing. Chrissy Shawfield, the NCAA champ, looked good in that first heat. But that race is, we think we're going to get our big three, Wilson, Raven, and Mo. The question is, will Mo bring the house down with an incredible 155, 154? I don't know. All right. Keep on going down the list. Women's 400. Allyson Felix just makes it by a hair. She closed pretty hard. She was in eighth place, last place through 200 meters. Was able to make up four spots. Finishes fourth in her heat. Gets in on a time qualifier. Man, if Allyson Felix finds a way to just come off of this, you know, crazy career and end it with a top three finish here at USA's, that would be pretty incredible. Again, all she did, she made the finals, so she's going to be guaranteed a spot in either the main 4x1 relay, the 4x4 relay, or the mixed gendered 4x4 relay. Allyson Felix, 51.32, gets through. All the college kids go do well. Kennedy Simon's there, Talitha Diggs, they do well. And then, you know, names like Kendall Ellis, Irby, Jonathan, Whitney, they get through. But no one's really doing anything crazy. I mean, they all ran 51 seconds. Diggs runs 50.8. Nothing's really like, again, the 400 is just a wide open event. No one is really dominant. There's not like four to five women who are all flirting with 49 second marks. Like, really, it's just Diggs. And she's in college. I'm waiting for the Ellis's and the Irby's and the Wadalynth Jonathan's to step up and bring in what they can do, which is run 49 seconds. We'll have to wait and see. But Allyson Felix making a final, prolonging her career one more lap at a time. That was a really lame pun. It was lame. I apologize, chat. I apologize. Chat, thanks for tuning into this. I know it's late up there on the East Coast. It's midnight 30 over there on the East Coast, 9:30 here Central, so West Coast. So I appreciate you guys listening. Men's 400, Michael Norman gets through, Randolph Ross gets through, Godwin gets through, Allyson gets through, everyone gets through. That should get through. Nothing crazy there. It's going to be kind of a Norman versus Ross battle. We saw them in Heat 1. They kind of cruise to, you know, a 1-2 finish. Will Ross, the collegiate, take down Norman? We'll have to wait and see. But all the big guns got through there in the men's 400. So that's USA's. We got to talk about Jamaica, though. And I promise Kevin, when he comes in, we can talk about it. But it's been, what, 32 minutes, and he's not here. Door's open. It's right behind me. I don't know what he's doing. Who's he interviewing right now? Is he interviewing? Like, what interview is going too long that he can't join this this podcast. So I want to listen to a little bit of the chat. Chat, what do you guys got to say? Let's lead cue you guys with a question before we talk about Jamaica. All right, let's start this one. We just had the sprints go down 100. You got Jefferson winning, Curley winning. What do we think is going to happen in these 200s? First round's tomorrow. Will we see Sha'Carri? Will Abby and Gabby live up to the hype? Will Knighton show up, do something crazy? What are you guys' thoughts on the 200? And what do you think we're going to see? Any bold predictions? I need bold predictions in the chat of what do you think is going to happen in the 200, either tomorrow or ultimately in the final. See, Bobby Jones said, Knighton said it's no pressure on him. He's still a kid. The pressure's on Lyles. I agree. I do think the pressure is on Lyles. I think Knighton will win. Jumpy ball. So I'm picking Abby Steiner. Mr. Campbell says I'm concerned with Abby for some reason. I am kind of too. Her pulling out of NYC Grand Prix is kind of like, ooh, why would you? It just gets you a little nervous, especially after Abby's coming off her NCAA 21-8. Someone saying Gabby is hurt. Shawnee beats anyone in the U.S. has to offer from any discipline. The chat's going so fast. I need to slow down the chat. Oh, man. Sage Gabriel says Sha'Carri will redeem herself and get a 200 spot. That would be incredible. Love to see it. Loki Bro 82, Curly 1939. Okay, I think that's a typo, but you know, why not? I mean, Curly's doing Curly things. Who says no? Who says no to 1939? Abigail Cameron says, I think Lyles is running 19.4 for the finals. 19.4 would be crazy. Mismatch Javi said, Noah, Knighton, Benaric as your top three. Yeah, Benaric looked pretty good. I mean, Benaric running sub 10 multiple times after his regular season, it kind of reminds me of what Abby Steiner did at NCAAs. Abby finished third in the NCAA 100, and then I just knew that was going to translate to an incredible 200. I think Bednarik running back-to-back sub-10s is going to translate to him being into the 19.6, 19.7 range in the 200, which is going to kind of shake it up because obviously we have Knighton, we got Curley, you got Lyles, you got everyone. So Bednarik, I think, is looking good now based on seeing this 100. Someone says Sha'Carri's not making the 200 team. Mr. Campbell said Coleman is running 200. Yeah, coach said Coleman's running 200. As far as you running it all the way through, let's wait and see. But yeah, Coleman is running the 200. That's what we're going to see. Uh-oh. Look who decided to show up to the podcast. Who are you interviewing that took so long?
Everybody.
Everybody? Okay.
You ready for the Jamaica recap?
Yes. So I had the chat wants me to talk about Jamaica. I had to wait until you got here.
I was actually in Jamaica.
You were in Jamaica? You're reporting? Okay.
What's up, Colt? I can't hear him.
You can't hear him. I can hear him.
What's up, chat? What do people want to know?
We need to talk. I haven't mentioned anything about Jamaica.
I'm going to go in order. Let's start first. Okay. Johan Blake. 985. Are you kidding me? Johan Blake, 985. He hasn't run that fast in 10 years. Guys, 10 years. Gordon and I were watching a meet. We're at a track meet. This result comes across Twitter when we're looking at our computers. And I'm flummoxed. I'm speechless like I am now. 985, Johan Blake. The second thing Gordon does then, because we have the Akeem Blake, Oblique Seville bet, he tries to say, no, Johan Blake counts. And I said, no, he doesn't. Speaking of Oblique Seville, runner-up, solid finish, great run for him. Your guy, Akeem Blake, gets through. But the story is Johan Blake. Wind legal, 985. Again, he hasn't done that in 10 years.
What were you doing 10 years ago?
The same thing. I was at Hayward Field at the Olympic Trials then. But 10 years.
You didn't have any children.
I had zero kids. I had zero idea what stress was like in someone's life. The Sixers had the same amount of championships as they do now. But my point is this legit? Like 98, we're getting excited about the U.S. guys running high 97s into low 98s. Johan Blake just ran 985.
I think it's legit because if you look at the semis, he was running well in the semis as well. So This wasn't a flash in the pan performance. I think it's legit, but I just think the Americans are more legit, if that's a thing. I think Johan Blake, his ceiling is third, which is impressive because I think we're at Worlds. I think Curly's going to run like crazy. I think Bormel's going to push him. I think we're going to see two guys running the 9.6s.
Yeah.
Maybe low 9.7s. I think Blake's best day is getting third, running 9.82.
Which, before today,
would not have been on anyone's mind.
You could have got good odds on that. Really amazing odds.
I should have took
10 years, guys. 10 years it's been. I mean, it's insane. Okay. Second thing I want to talk about, women's 100. Women's 100. Let's pull up the women's 100 results if we can here. Sharika Jackson gets the win, right? Kemba Nelson, surprise in second. And then Elaine Thompson, hurrah, gets third. Now, everybody says, don't panic about Elaine Thompson, hurrah. Same thing happened last year. She's going to come on late. And then now you look at her earlier season results in a little bit of a different light. Hey, why were we so sure about Elaine Thompson, hurrah, early in the season? Well, we were sure about her because of last season, not necessarily this season. So I'm not panicking about Elaine Thompson, hurrah. I'm not worried about Elaine Thompson, hurrah. I think she's going to be fine. This is a big race for Sharika Jackson, 10.77, right? That's fast. The thing I want to talk about, though, as well, was it the semis?
Yes.
It was the semis.
Semis. We have video here.
All right, we have this video. Shelly-Ann Fraser-Pryce is in the semi. She's wearing a t-shirt. I think she's wearing spikes. She might as well be wearing sneakers. She just starts and then stops. And listen, I am not upset at Shelly-Ann Fraser-Pryce for doing this. She doesn't need to run because she has the bye. I'm upset that we're still playing these games. If they have the bye and they don't want to run, don't make them run. This looks so silly for the sport of track and field as a whole. And this is so hard to explain to somebody if they don't know anything about track and field, why this is a thing that's happening at the national championship. Why does she have to start the race? Why does she have to even be in the meet in the first place if we're just going to let them in? Either we have wild cards and we have waivers or we don't. National federations, I get it. They want to see their stars there. But I think this is worse than not having her run. Again, this is not a critique. I want to be clear. Chat, everybody listen later. It's not a critique of Shelly-Ann Fraser-Pryce.
I'm going to clip it right before you say it's not a critique. So people attack you.
I bet you would. Okay. It's just, why are we doing this to ourselves as a sport? Like, why is this a thing that happens? I don't get it. Are you with me? Let's just get rid of this whole waiver thing. Let them run if they want to run. If they don't, they don't have to. I said it yesterday with Muhammad. I'm saying it again right now.
Yeah, no, I agree. I think the whole idea, though, is federations need to know if we are sending a person who exists.
Okay, there is clear and undisputed evidence that Shelly-Ann Fraser-Pryce both exists in 2022 and is fast. Send her, print out, fax, copy, whatever you need to do, her results. You shouldn't need to show up to show that.
Yeah, but like, what if she had last race was, what if Shelly-Ann's most recent race was in March and she ran 11.3?
She's got a bye. They're not going to use the bye. They're going to give it to somebody else.
Okay. Well,
would you rather have four people go or three people go?
Well, here's a question. Can you use the bye? Like, can World Athletics, do you get to prove to World Athletics that you're fit?
No.
You don't?
No.
If you have like a broken leg, you're allowed to stand on the track if you have a bye?
World Athletics has a certificate, a golden ticket for Shelly-Ann Fraser-Pryce.
Yes.
That's redeemable.
No matter what. World.
Yes, exactly.
Even if she had a broken leg.
It's the national champion. There's the national federations that want them to run. And I get it. I understand why they want that. However, it's very clear that the incentives aren't there to do it. So then you end up with situations like this. Again, I'll go back. You and I, in the mix zone, U.S. Championships, watching this, we see DNF. You freak out. I'm like, there's got to be more to the story.
Yeah.
And then I saw it and just got angry that this is a thing that happens in track and field at the highest level. Now, some people say, hey, just run the race. Just run the race. It's your national championship. That's, you know, go and do it. But again, the incentive structure is not there to do it. So you have this situation. She warms up. She gets in the blocks. I guess false starting didn't count, or she didn't want a false start on her record. So she just stops. And that's what we have. And it just looks silly. I just think it just looks silly for the sport as a whole. Just get rid of it. No waivers. They're not going to show up to their national championships. That's fine. She's got to show up in the 200, right? If she wants to run the 200. Elaine Thompson Raw still had to show up. I don't get it, man.
Okay.
Are the chat with me? Where's the chat at? I need to pull the chat open here.
Chat's always with you. Chat is very pro against, Kevin.
Thank you.
It's very anti-Kevin.
Shout out to the chat.
I'm trying my best. All right. So here's my question.
Yeah.
There's two parts. Actually, it's like four parts, but we're going to start with part one of the four parts.
Yeah.
Can you handle that? Part one. What is your hierarchy in the women's 100 world?
Frazier Price, one. Elaine Thompson Herah, two. Sharika Jackson, three. How deep do you want me to go?
Five deep.
Oh, I missed that part of the question.
Five deep.
Apologies.
Or 40. Go 40. 40. Who's fourth? So you're really going Jamaica, one, two, three?
I've had, look at my rankings, Gordon. It's been a different order, but I've had Jamaica, one, two, three the whole way because I always believed on in Sharika Jackson. Four. I'm blanking. I mean, would it be Asher Smith? Would it be one of the Americans? Hobbs?
Okay, here's the question. So you said one, two, three, Jamaica, right?
Yeah.
Could it be one, two, three, four, Jamaica?
Kevin Nelson?
Yeah. Because Kevin Nelson
beat
Melissa Jefferson in NCAAs.
Little NCAAs.
If Kevin Nelson's winning that race and Melissa Jefferson is the U.S. champ.
Yeah.
Okay. Transitive property.
Yeah.
That would be incredible.
Yeah.
If they went 1, 2, 3, 4.
Right.
That's not happening, but it would be incredible.
Yeah. I think we should talk more about Obliquesville, though.
Okay.
And how I'm going to Jamaica, guys.
Okay. Hold on. So you're going with, wait, what was your order of your Jamaicans again?
Shelly Ann, Elaine,
Sharika.
Yeah.
I'm going Shelly Ann, Sharika, Elaine.
All right. So Patrick says, if you have the bye, the national organization should require you to finish in the top four to be on the relay teams.
Ooh.
Okay. Well, that's fine. But if you want to have it, then
make
the rule clear and then do it. But as it stands right now, this, you need to start the race or you need to run unless you have a waiver. Just that stuff, you can just drive a truck through that. Like everybody's going to be able to find exceptions. And then you have a situation where she starts, shouldn't finish. And I think it looks silly.
All right, it's time for part two of my question.
Yeah.
What is your pecking order right now? Top four in the men's 100.
Men's 100 right now, wow. Seville?
Seville's not one. Shut up. Come on. I mean, one is Curly. That's obvious.
One
is 100% Curly.
Yeah, we got to go Curly.
Okay, then who's two?
Man, this is tough. Okay, so one, Curly. Two.
I think it's Bromell.
Bromell or Bracey? I mean, what do we know about Jacobs? He's running. In Rieti. I don't know. I pass.
You can't pass. This is a four part question. You gotta give it to me.
All right.
Four.
My top four right now.
Should I go? Should I tell you mine?
Yeah.
I'm going
to tell you it's wrong.
I'm going Curly.
Yeah.
I'm going Bromell. I'm going Coleman. I'm going Blake.
Which Blake?
Johan.
You have Coleman ahead of Bracey. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
That's my four right
so
now.
Not Johan.
No, Johan Blake is four.
Okay. All right.
Curly, Bromell, Coleman, Johan Blake.
So you're talking about the rankings right now, not the prediction. All right. Yeah.
No, yeah. Well, just like my pecking. I mean, it's going to change as we go along, right? Because they're going to run again.
Yeah. Yeah. So I'd probably go Curly, Bromell, Bracey.
Curly, Bromell.
And then Blake.
So we're both disrespecting Bracey, even though he just beat Bromell.
No, I picked him. Well, wasn't it really close?
Yeah, it was close.
I think, I mean, you run that race.
We're giving Bromell a little more credit because of his history. All right. Yeah. So, all right, that's part two. Part three of my four parts. It's four parts.
Guys, we did the pod so long last night that every restaurant serving food in Eugene was closed. And it looks like we're going to do that same thing again today.
Yeah, it's going to be bad. It's going to be worse. All right. Part three, 4x1s. Let's talk about the women. Jamaica women are going to win, obviously.
True, yes.
How good do you think the U.S. women will be?
Well, if they get to stick around and it's clean, they'll get second.
Second?
Yeah.
Do you like the team that they have?
Yeah, it's fine. I mean, it's – let's see. So you have
– is there concern at all that, like, Melissa Jefferson inexperience will
– No. I mean, listen, that's such a crapshoot for the U.S.
Okay.
As is. I mean, Jefferson, Hobbs, Terry. I mean, I do think it's – Jefferson in college this year ran some 4x1s. Terry obviously ran a ton of high pressure 4x1s for
USC.
Hobbs did the same thing for LSU. But you could say all the men have all this experience and that issue stops. But you know, they need something bad to happen with Jamaica. It's like a baton mishap or some issue for Jamaica to beat them. And as long as they're clean, though, they will get second.
All right. You ready for the final part? Final part of my question?
Sure, sure.
What? Okay. Will USA win on the men's side? Will Jamaica give them a challenge? And if you were the coach, what would be your order for your men?
Okay.
For the USA.
So
these lots of parts.
Yeah, this is every question.
This is 4A, 4B, and 4C.
I walked in this door and I just get peppered with questions. I feel like I'm in the mix.
Do you think so Jamaica?
I'm not going to ever say.
They have three guys now
yeah.
running 9.8s.
Yeah, which is.
And a 9.9. Right. 2.98s and 1.99.
Which is fast enough to win. We saw that last year with
Italy. Yeah. So Jamaica's a factor now. They weren't 2 months ago.
Would the U.S. be considered the favorite right now? Well, yeah, they'd have to be. And then you factor in history, though.
And then they're not.
Is it coin flip?
Coin flip?
50-50?
Do you think we're going to get a good USA team?
The stick around? Well, we're going to get a great USA team. It's just a matter of can they get the stick around. That's literally the only thing that happens. You're asking me if the U.S. is going to get the stick around? I have no clue. Nobody has any clue.
I just want to know.
If that's going to happen. But if they get it around, they'll be fine. I guess they got it around last time, but they had so much of an issue on one of the exchanges that it was way too slow. They didn't get it out of the heat. Jamaica is better than we thought they were going to be.
Yes.
Jamaica is better than they were last year. Blake is a guy who has a ton of experience. He's not going to feel any pressure. And he's playing with house money. You have Oblique Seville, obviously.
Running for you.
Great. Yes.
I got Keen Blake who's going to send me to Jamaica.
If they win a gold but in the 4x1,
that doesn't count.
We send each other.
Yeah, we send each other. Yeah, we'll buy each other tickets. I'm not buying your kids tickets.
I got a – no. Yeah, all five of my family and all one of you. What was the seventh part of your question?
Seventh part of my question. What is the order for Team USA?
Oh. Okay, so, but here's the thing, Gordon. We talked about this last year. We said, after they dropped the baton, let's not even send the top four. Right?
Yeah,
let's go fourth. Let's go 5, 6, 7, 8, and then put them in a relay camp for 2 weeks and then get the stick around.
You have one job, yeah.
Yeah, so I think if you say it's going to be those three plus Coleman, is that who we're working with?
Yeah, but you could change it. You could say, no, I want
Lyles,
Michael Williams or Lyles or
Knighton
or
yeah.
Eli Hall.
I mean, I think you'd have Coleman lead off. I think you'd probably Curley's on the back. Or do you have him on the bend? I don't know.
You put Curley and then you end with Bromell and then the bend is Bracey. Bromell and Bracey, they train together. So that final exchange.
Yeah, but I think you'd – I mean, who do you want on that curve though? In 19, I think Rogers ran third on the curve, if I'm remembering right. And he's not known as a 200 guy, but he had run some.
What if we put Lyles
on? Well, that's what I'm thinking.
So if we go Coleman, Curley, Lyles, Bromell?
Coleman, Curley, Lyles, Bromell. That's a pretty good team.
But then what Marvin Bracey's going to be like, what the hell?
Yeah, yeah. Well, this is the issue, right? This is the issue. You argue about all the great runners that you have, and then no one knows who's it going to be, and then you throw it together at the last minute, and then you have a product that's way more inferior than it should be, which is like they should name the team at the end of the meet, is how I feel, and they should run the semis, and they should run the final, so that way there's some chemistry.
Do you think the 200-meter U.S. champion will be on the 4x1?
Do I think the 200-meter U.S. champion will be on the 4x1? I mean, a better question is, do I think the 200-meter world champion is going to be on the 4x1? Yes, I think that person will find their way on the team.
And then they'll take off Bracey.
With all of a sudden. No, I have no idea. None of this goes to plan. One of the four U.S. guys is in the 100 is probably not going to have a good meet. That's just how odds work, right? They're not going to all...
That's how odds work.
So she write that down. They're not all going to have 10 out of 10 races, right? At Worlds. I mean, they might. If they go 1 through 4, then it's a really hard decision. And once again, I would not want to be the coach. Just like last year, I would not have wanted to be the coach for the women's 4x4.
Maybe USA can – we're talking about these waivers that are going out. Maybe USA can petition up two teams.
Yeah. Here's the problem.
That'll be fun.
All you need to do, your first, second, third, fourth, fifth priority is getting the stick around. That's it.
Yeah.
That's the whole priority.
Yeah.
Right? So you need to pick a team – it maximizes that. The speed, even though Jamaica had a great meet today and is going to be a threat, Great Britain, I'm sure, will be solid. They'll have – if everybody runs at their best, the U.S. wins. So you need to figure out a way just to get the little baton around. Did you talk about everything before I got
here? I talked about everything, bro. Okay. Everything. Even the field events.
Yeah, Valerie Allman
yes.
gets the win. Sandy Morris.
Talked about it.
Ryan Krauser.
Hit it. Down. Boom.
Nailed it. Long jump, Ravon Gray.
I've tried to figure it out.
Oh, who?
Who's going? Because there's like world ranking situations.
Did you talk about the men's 100 final?
I did not mention the men's 100 or the women's 100.
Did you talk about the 400 prelims?
No.
Okay. Do you want me to talk about that or no? Okay.
No.
Do you want me to talk about the 800 prelims?
No, I talked about everything.
Oh, you really did talk
I'm
about
I'm lying
that.
About not talking about it.
High hurdles? Women's high hurdles?
I did not talk about that. I chose to not talk about it because
it's early.
Principle.
What's the principle?
Because we'll talk about it when
Alicia Johnson is good. 1241.
Yeah, I picked her to win.
Women's steeple? Talk about that?
Nothing no, I talk about the women's steeple. I banned myself from talking about
this. Is this how many people are watching like right now? That number hasn't moved at all.
I know.
Never mind. Someone dropped off.
We lost one viewer.
Call
a friend. Get our viewer back.
Someone get questions in the chat or do we got to go?
I don't know. I'm hungry.
Yeah.
Same. We need to eat dinner. There's going to be everything's closed.
Can you order here? I'll just do this. You just start ordering food.
What should we order? In the chat. What should we order? What should we order in the chat?
What are our options?
One for pizza. Two for chicken, three for vegetarian.
Well, world record are CR broken at. Is it collegiate record?
What? What are you looking at?
Right here. Will world record or CR be broken at in Eugene? I mean, you know what? Who could break the world record?
Championship record. That's
oh, I mean. Sorry. My brain's fried.
In the 100? Yeah. No one's breaking.
Sydney said she's going to go for it.
Yeah.
And we saw how fast she ran with when the hurdles are in the wrong spot. The hurdles, I've checked, have been in the right spot for the first two rounds. If the hurdle crew can make sure the hurdles are in the right spot, Sydney, I think, is going to break that world record. That was a extremely ridiculously easy 52 high for her.
So we got a lot of twos and ones. So people are thinking pizza and twos is chicken.
Chicken, where are we getting?
Bong said three, vegetarian. We're not doing vegetarian. I just had to do it to, you know, be inclusive. We're not doing vegetarian.
Tommy wants to know Kevin's thoughts on the women's 400. So, I mean, it's wide open, right? Like, it's
– yeah.
We're still Diggs, I think it's still going to be a heavy collegiate presence. I mean, Diggs, solid.
Do you think Felix makes it? Top three?
I don't think she makes it. She had a lot of work to do the last 100. She just basically was like, if they want me on the team, if I can help out in the relay, like, I'll do it. She seems spent. Like, she's putting everything into this last run here. And that last 100, she was – I thought that was going to be it. I thought we were witnessing her final race at that moment. And then in the last 100, she saved it.
Not today.
She got it.
She's extending her career one lap at a time.
Yeah. Oh.
That was my line.
Guys, that's
probably true. Mr. Campbell says the pizza in Oregon's trash.
Okay. Well
– is that true? Is Tracktown pizza not overhyped?
It's not.
It's just pizza?
It's the ambiance. Wait. Francis says order Jamaican food. Where is there Jamaican food in?
We should start a Jamaican. No, we shouldn't start it.
No,
we don't know anything about that. But there should be a Jamaican food truck at Worlds.
Yeah.
That would be awesome.
Yeah.
Someone needs to like, if you're from Jamaica and you're coming to Worlds, you need to just get a table, get a cooker, and just start cooking Jamaican food on the side of the road.
All right, awesome. So we got some Jamaican trials. If you are on the start list and don't run, you aren't allowed to run any other events. So she went there so she could run the 200. So that's the honest effort rule, which also
that
should
was
be
not
gone.
Honest.
Right, but that should be gone.
Yeah.
That's silly. Yeah. That's stupid. So that's like, that doesn't need to be there either. Like that doesn't – and again, then she just – if she knew that, she would have just scratched out of the 100. So she should have just been able to scratch out of the 100 and then run.
Well, maybe she wanted to do 100 to kind of be like, yeah, guys, I'm still here.
That's fine. But the end result is what we saw on that screen, which is ridiculous.
Andrew Smith said McDonald's. I haven't had McDonald's in like 3 years.
Yeah. Talk about
I remember one time I went to McDonald's. It was an experience for my body. Have you been to McDonald's lately?
No, they look different inside.
It's like... When you think of McDonald's, you think about you eating it when you were 8 years old.
Yeah.
And you think, like, it's going to be the same experience. And then you realize it is not the same experience.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we're not going to do McDonald's. But I will have McDonald's one day.
People want to talk about Tina Clayton, 1096. Jamaican U20 record. The Jamaican champ,
I guess. Dang, Jamaica, man. They just,
why did you not talk about any of this?
They have so many fast women. Jamaica women, it's just like, I mean, Breonna Williams. We're not even talking about her. She's like incredible. Like they're just.
Well, and blanking on the name again. Just committed to LSU, from Heidel. Come on, help me out.
I don't.
I'm losing credibility.
Yeah, you're losing it. Uh-oh.
Brianna Liston committed to LSU.
So she's probably going to win NCAAs in 2 years and then be going, making world finals in 2025.
Yeah. Khalil says get Domino's that has pizza and chicken.
That's a good idea. It's one and a two. That's that. He's thinking consistent. Yeah. That's a good idea. You get ones and twos, pizza and chicken, Domino's.
Yeah. We got the Clayton time. People keep posting over and over. We got it.
She's 17 years old.
Yeah. Yeah, she's really good. She broke Brianna Williams' record, according to. Yeah, Brianna Liston. We got it. All right. Hold on. Is Abigail's comment about Frazier Price? Apparently, her coach told her to run at least once in the 100 for some more practice, which is why she ran the first heat.
Yeah.
Okay, great.
Treat it like a Diamond League type race.
Am I alone here?
No, you're not alone. I agree with you. She should have been able to run one round and be like, hey, guys, I'm not running the second round. Just make sure you guys advance the person who I beat behind me.
Yeah.
And we're good.
Yeah.
Just have a little communication.
Yeah.
I mean, Donovan Brazier, they had seven people in Donovan Brazier's heat for the 800.
Yeah.
Everyone knew he wasn't running it. So USATF should have been like, hey, Donovan, we know you're leaving. So we're going to let the next guy in. But, you know.
Okay. So here's Coleman scratched out of the 100 final.
Yeah.
And his coach said he's going to run the two. So there's no honest effort thing there.
No. Well, at least Cranny scratched the 1500, but she still entered into 5K. You're allowed to scratch in USAs. Honest effort rules not apply.
Right. I didn't even know. I mean, if what we're hearing from the chat is
Gordon smells funny.
Yeah, that's true.
Do you have a burner account?
Yeah, that's me.
I don't smell funny.
Yeah, I'm not gonna tell people at what time you brush your teeth today. That's
that was the second brush. It was after lunch. It was the
you
second
brush your teeth twice?
I brushed them in the morning and then I had lunch and I was like, I don't want lunch breath at USA's.
Yeah.
So I was like, do a second brush.
Yeah. Ooh, Samora says Akeem Blake was injured at the end of the 100 tonight. Is this entire chat?
That's not good for me.
From Jamaica? That's amazing.
That's not good for me. Jamaica loves USA. What can I say?
Yeah.
See what I did there? I turned it on them. I
love Jamaica. All right. Yeah, I know Anna Seppers NCAAs, but if they're saying that she had to run the 100 to get through the two, that's
Kevin, it's going to be okay.
No, there it's was okay. Remember Olympics McLuffy that 1 year. People were complaining about
honest effort. That's a global. It's an honest effort rule applies to world championships, Olympics, Jamaica. Apparently, does not apply to USATF.
I know you're. It's like it applies to this, but then it applies.
But
to that
doesn't apply to USATF. USATF does not have an honest effort rule.
Okay,
I think they might have just ended it.
And I don't like it. All right.
Yeah.
You like it?
No, I'm on your side. I'm just explaining why we're in our situation.
Okay. I don't like it. Again, Shelly Ann Fraser-Pryce. This is not about her.
Okay. Akeem Blake's not injured. He's just cramps. So we're good.
Yeah.
Got me worried there. I want to send you to Jamaica.
Okay. Someone's going to send us some jerk pork. That would be delicious. I'm hungry. All right. Should we end the show?
I think we should.
Okay. Top three takeaways. Let's end with that question. Top three takeaways. Go.
I mean, Curly is God king right now. I don't know what the phrase is. I was trying to make it off the top of my head. No, Curly is that dude. I think he can go faster. I think that's my first takeaway. Curly can run faster.
Okay.
That's my first takeaway. Second takeaway is I don't have a second takeaway. Curly distracted me. He was too good.
Yeah, so my first takeaway is I think the 100 times are going to be quicker than we thought.
Yes.
And that would be what we saw in Eugene, but also what we saw in Kingston. My second takeaway would be when you look at the women's 100, just like how wide open that race is on the U.S. side, domestically.
Yes.
Obviously, as clear as it looks internationally with who we think is going to get the medals, it's very tight, very close on the women's side. And then McLaughlin putting the world record in play. I didn't, after the first round, I thought maybe with Muhammad not here, she's just going to kind of cruise through. But I think that world record is in play just because she doesn't need competition to run that time, which she proved early this year in Nashville. Those are my three.
Yeah, I don't have two or three. I just have one.
That's Curly. Couldn't get it.
I mean, he just ran so good, he gets all three of my takeaways.
All right, Patrick says you can't get good Jamaican beef patty in Eugene. So we need to do some research.
We have 3 weeks to find a Jamaican beef patty for Worlds. That's our homework assignment.
There's a Jamaica truck in Austin.
Yeah, I know.
It's good.
I've been there.
It's really, really good.
Is it by your? Yeah, it's by where she lived, right? Is it still around?
Yeah, it's by my old apartment.
Okay.
I remember going there during the snowstorm.
Yeah.
I was like, maybe they're open. They were not open.
They were not open. Well, the snowstorm was tough. No, nothing was open.
I know.
What does Gordon think about the 800?
I mean, I think Murphy's going to win. I think Bryce Hopple will get second. And then third, who knows?
Mm-hmm.
That's what I think is going to happen. Murphy, Hopple, and then who knows?
Wide open for that third spot. Yeah, I feel good about those two in some order. All right, done.
That's it.
Thanks, Colt. Thanks, yeah. Everybody in the chat. We'll see you tomorrow. Opinions on Cade Flatt. He's fast.
Yeah, and we're going to go live at 6 p.m. Central next 2 days. So
it's an hour. Hold on. Did you explain?
It's an hour later because it's chaos. We got to get the interview, so it's an hour later. But we'll be live 6 p.m. Central tomorrow and Sunday.
So the meet ends, then there'll be an hour.
Yes.
And then it's on.
We're going live hour after the meet.
So still, can people log on early?
Yeah, log on and talk shit to each other in the chat for an hour. and then we'll come and we'll rehash. We'll settle the arguments after.
Okay. Perfect.
All right.
Bye.